Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Hello, welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 2, Episode 16.
Oh.
This week I'm joined by David Rees.
Only me. So I've changed it up.
Changed it up. You'll find one that works soon.
Yeah.
Max Smith.
Hello there. I found one that worked real soon, as in Episode 1 of the Stephen Tries Podcast.
Obi-Wan found it pretty well soon.
Yeah. George Lucas found it when he wrote it down.
And Cameron Green.
Hey.
Who's forgotten to speak again every
Hello.
Time.
See, that's my thing.
This is why the comments hate you, Cameron. Yeah.
Derailing the whole shebang.
That's why I hate you, Cameron.
It's not because it made us lose.
No, it wasn't yours.
Speaking of it, should we get into that the video we filmed last week?
Yes!
Oh, yes!
Yes,
fun and games.
Oh, can't wait to revisit this.
Yeah. For those of you who haven't watched it, which is about 7 billion people.
What?
It was
rude.
Me and Dave, or Dave and I should say, he's a stickler for grammar. We were up against Max and Cameron.
Yep.
We had to race from Manchester to a hotel in Grasmere, which is in the Lake District. Mm-hmm. And we had to do 12 objectives along the way.
Yeah.
Now, we were at an advantage straight away because I'd come up with the plan for it, and I knew what we'd had to do. However, you know, I picked things that everyone could do, I thought.
Yeah.
I believed.
Pretty easy.
Although make a comedy
Walk
sketch
up a great
too
big
hard.
Hill.
Yeah.
That was an easy one, yeah.
Pick the two smokers and the person that probably weighs more than everyone else combined.
Yeah. That's...
To walk up a fucking not even a steep hill, it's basically vertical.
That was to a lovely place, though.
It was.
You got to live out your little trip.
It's not about
fantasy.
The destination, it's about the journey.
You spoke to the staff there?
Mm. I gave the lovely lady there a tip to like hold you two back.
Yeah.
Like, say, if you turned up, because we just assumed you'd do the same as us.
We have since been back for that tip, seeing as she did nothing.
No way you went up that hill again.
There's a Stenner stairlift at the bottom, I didn't see. It takes you all the way up, it's beautiful.
What was she going to do when we got there? Just like, pretend she's blind? She's
I said, like, just like hold back with your lagers, take your time.
Come over,
just make sure she goes in our next.
She's smoking a cigar.
She's gone too far. We got on a boat. We got to travel around. You just stood on a boat.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. Max didn't even get that far. Knelt on the deck. Deck in
yeah,
there.
I'm not going in there, man. Yeah.
It was efficiency. That was our mantra.
That was it, yeah.
He said there was a fish in the sea.
No.
Scared of
hey, if you watch Seaspiracy, you know that is not going to be true for much longer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is what the video was all about.
There's a whole bit with Japanese fishermen that we didn't have time to put in,
to
but that
out.
Is a very big
sponsored part of it. By Seaspiracy on Windermere's Japanese fellas with Max in a big net catching
That's
a whale.
We lost. You're so far ahead, we spent hours.
I kept getting
arigato, arigato.
I just kept getting harpooned by the Japanese. Every turn I went.
Well, mate, you've made a mistake. You've made a mistake again.
Let me stop you right there.
Yeah. Well, it looks like Free Willy.
Free Willy's an England fan.
I didn't mean Max was Free Willy. Oh, Cameron.
Cameron, what the fuck?
No, sorry.
That's not cool, man.
Class.
I wasn't thinking. I was trying to make a
you
joke.
You said class.
Class. I tried doing your famous saying, the...
You're stealing a lot of people's sayings today, aren't you?
Do you know, I'm in one of those moods.
Your Honour. But yeah, we got to Grasmere, got to the hotel, and then you said that your hotel was 4 stars, and I was gutted.
But that was, I was
extremely gutted.
There's no point having a video. I was thinking the whole crux of this is we've got a great place, you've got a shit one. My room was quite small, to be fair.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen Dave's. I was like, this doesn't look good. And I saw Dave's, I was like, this is good for the camera.
Yeah.
And then your place looked amazing from the outside.
It really did.
Yeah. And like, I even like the Indian tent things. They were cushy then.
Yeah, but have you ever gone past Strangeways and thought, wow, that looks all right from the outside?
They've got a big tower. That's beautiful, that.
And we saw a tent. That was
really
the best
bit. That's where they keep the toilets. That's why I need to book them.
Then in the reception, the receptionist said about booking a shower. I was like, oh. This is what I wanted. This is the level that I was hoping for.
This is paradise.
We had a radiator that was working, as Dave is well aware of, because the only person that got any use from our radiator was Dave when he put his sweaty shoes on it.
They were drenched.
They were soaked.
So our room didn't only stink of piss.
No context there.
Oh, and this could be some sprucing up. Let's have a shit in the corner. Let's liven the place up a bit.
Don't have to buck a golden chair.
Fuck it, mate.
When we got in, the radiator was off. Yeah. And then I stormed downstairs. I tried not to wake anyone up, so it was a very quiet storm. And the kind of like flouncy fairy storming only I can do. And we rung up like HQ of this company and was like, hey, you know, we've got no radiator. And I'm like, you'll have to speak to whoever's there. So rung them up and they said, it's all on a timer, mate. I was like, it's Baltic in here. It's absolutely freezing. People got wet clothes.
Been raining all day.
Yeah. Sorry, can't do it. Then the next day, everyone like, I love this hostel.
Like a 70-year-old woman.
Tell us about it. I really enjoyed my stay here.
Oh, well, you should say hi next time you come.
Oh, I always come here. It's my favourite.
Screw off.
Yeah.
And she went back. And she went back out, a family picked her up. I imagine they just turn up in a van, chuck her in, and like, see you next week.
It's cheaper than care home, isn't it? So yeah, check out the video, please. It's good fun. And hopefully we'll do it again one day, but make it more extreme, more hills.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Hey.
I'm all right.
Yeah, it's long.
Probably be sick that day.
I don't know if you saw it on Saturday. It was Eurovision.
Oh,
yeah, baby. Now, this is something I used to watch as a kid. You know, just don't know why it intrigued me. And then I saw it was on. I was like, yeah, I'll watch this. You know, not much has gone on in the world. So Eurovision. It's the weirdest. It's sort of so bad you can't take your eyes away from it.
Yeah.
It was interesting. Now, the English guy, or the Great Britain's entry, got 0 points. Yeah. No, the surprise. Only act two. Get 0 points. And it wasn't a bad song.
No, it's obvious that the Brexit...
even before Brexit,
we've always been haters.
No, I know we've always been bad, but I think...
They used to get a token few points. Yeah. Ireland would give us 10. It used to be 12, and then suddenly went down.
Ireland gave us 1.
Then this guy was... his name was James Newman. And the song was decent. And then it turns out he's the brother of John Newman, who's had a few good hits.
Son of Randy Newman.
Yeah.
He sings, I need to know now.
Should have sent him. Yeah, should have sent him.
Yeah. And then should have got him to do the Toy Story. Yeah,
got a friend in me.
People are suggesting the next morning, going, Adele, why don't we just send Adele? As if she'd go there for what
not
I imagine
to do
is
Eurovision to go and sort them all out. Like fucking Rambo. Taking over the Eiffel Tower.
No, point me, you fuckers.
We got a sniper on the roof.
Shake him down.
You just hear, hello, it's me. Oh, God. Bang, bang. So they're saying, yeah, send Adele. I can't imagine it's much money for Eurovision. It's mainly to get your name out there.
Yeah.
You also probably have to pay for your own travel. So I don't think Adele's going to go for the sake of getting 0 points, maybe 5 points.
That's it, because, you know, sort of to go with the theme of the show today, but it would just be embarrassing.
It would.
Yes. If you send Adele... The reason that it's 0 points is more of a political reason, I'd say, than an actual musician.
Talent reason.
It's just the UK, isn't it? Like, do you know when they go to the different countries and they say who's got the 12 points.
Yeah.
So the UK's representative was Amanda Holden.
Okay.
Someone from the UK. I'm thinking, piss off. So she was doing a bit and then she was saying various languages and it was right. just like, I don't know which countries they are though. Yeah. And then it was just like, yeah.
Classic.
Everyone's
comedy.
Going, the UK's so fucking ignorant.
If it were me, I'd say send the kids from Blackpool Grime Media and then just make it and smear campaign.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah. Turn up and like, Denmark, your fanny stinks. And then they give us 0 points. But you're bang on.
All the other songs are like, yeah.
Oh,
love the world, peace.
Yeah. Feed the starving. Yeah.
Sweden, your mum's pussy stinks. But... yes, I.
Yes.
Kick it, Kev.
Hey! Every time they come to them with a gun.
Fuck your countries, your food shit. Yes, I.
What up, Mingers?
It's a great point. I mean, yeah. Bill Bailey's put his name forward.
So he has.
It's very novelty, a comedy.
I feel like,
genius.
Yeah, we know that we're going to lose anyway. Just send the worst people out. That's,
yeah.
That's
Ireland,
a great
Ireland
idea.
St. Jedward.
Did they do well?
They did better than UK.
I always see Eurovision for the UK, and well, England. It's like a X Factor pop, you know, just send people from that.
Yeah, but it's people who can actually sing. Mm.
Yeah.
So which makes it worse is that it's not novelty enough.
Yeah.
Like this James Newman can actually sing. It's just unfortunately he's the UK.
I think the other thing is, especially when you look at previous like big songs.
Yeah.
That come
ABBA.
Out of Eurovision. ABBA. Mm. But a lot of them are sort of
name
novelty.
Another one.
What's that?
Like ABBA and
you know that one? Yeah, that one, yeah.
That's Russia. Yeah.
They're just mad, aren't they?
And the Swiss entry, which did really well this year, was dog shit. It was so boring.
Right.
And it's just because Switzerland, I think, is friends with everyone.
Who was that woman with the beard?
That was years ago, wasn't it?
That one was in Europe.
Austria, wasn't it? Austria?
Oh, I met her in Grasmere. I took her back to mine.
There was one year where like these Russians come out doing cooking. On the show, there's going, hey, ya do, hey, ya do, hey, ya do, cookie, yeah, hey, ya do. I don't know if it went like that. I'm just assuming a great deal.
It was on mute.
I was just walking around with baking cakes and stuff.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Are you right? Were you on the right channel?
Is this not Russian Bake Off? Where are we? Had the hay, had the hay.
And then there was one year where the English sent these robots in
just talking over each other. Sergeant Besh was good though.
give us an elf bar, will you? Bring out Matilda.
She can levitate things and everything.
Not that one.
Watching it, Danny. DeVito in the stands at Craig Charles.
Is it still the UK?
I'm not voting for this one.
Oh, boy, it's brilliant.
DL.
Time for the news.
Ooh.
We clap the news now. We clap the news.
It's a good news. You don't want to go from a clap to some horrific story.
Well, it's not. Well, it is a bit. It's heartbreaking. Ariana Grande's got married. Go fuck yourself, really. Yep. Yeah, think I'm bothered. Think anyone cares? I don't.
What about us?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you marry all of us?
Yeah, out of order.
I wouldn't have that,
at least
to be honest.
Do.
I don't think we'd be good husbands altogether. No. I think she'd probably divorce me first.
We could make a mint off the Learning Channel. Like those channels in America that you're like, me and my six wives.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. True.
They're brilliant, them.
Me and my four husbands.
Yeah, I think it's the bloody Netherlands entry. Then, more importantly, we spoke about the Blackburn Conservative campaign, and he was walking through the playground and he had a suck cock written in graffiti.
Brilliant, that.
Turns out he won his seat.
Yeah, did he actually? Yeah,
he won,
good for him. That's funny.
Insane.
That. I enjoyed that.
He was mapping the Tories there.
Yeah. And he was pushing the swing, wasn't he?
That was a whole thing.
You've been watching Matilda.
I can't believe he won. That's insane.
Oh, I can't.
Was he the Indian fella?
Yeah, it was a strange...
It's been a long,
Tiger Patel.
Hard campaign.
Yeah, and
Tiger Patel.
He didn't even speak in that video from what I saw. It was just him.
People just like what he had. Yeah.
Maybe politicians should go down that road.
Yeah.
Less talky, more walky.
More
sucky cock.
I really wanted to go down the slide at the end. That would have made it. I mean, that would
there's
have
a dildo at the end.
Face first.
What are you doing, Edmund?
Open wide. In other news, a Chinese businessman bought Zibo Guju. I've butchered that. Second-tier Chinese side and told the coach to play his son, who weighs 126 kilograms. He could have got a picture with and would have been all right in the Lake District. But you didn't.
I'm pretty sure it said no humans.
He's bought the team and then gone, you have to play my son. His son is terrible at football.
Against the son or have the son?
No, so the son plays for the team.
Okay.
He's on the corners, he's on the free kicks.
Right.
But he's a terrible footballer. And the rest of the team, they'll pass it to him, he gives the ball away. The son will sort of wave his arms in the air going, and then the players just have to keep on playing. It must be horrible for them.
It's good news for the Ev, because they're having a straight swat with Gylfi Sigurdsson. We're laughing. It's the kind of thing where the ball would be looping over him just in the middle of the pitch and expect anyone worth the salt just to trap it and move it on. It's dead simple. He'd wave his leg at it and almost fall over, and then, like Steve says, his arms are up. Oh. Yeah.
He has a terrible touch. Awful. She just... Ooh. As soon as it...
It's almost like they've got a gun to the head, the way they have to pass to him.
Yeah.
And they just, from the highlights, there's other players around, but they pass to him because I think maybe they get a bonus if they do. But if you were a billionaire and you had like this son who's not doing much, would you try and find him a job and, you know, jobs for the boys?
Maybe, I don't think I would make my little boy do something like that.
Nah.
Because if they're not good at it...
Well, I think he wants to. I think the son wants to do it.
Well, that's it, yeah.
No,
yeah.
He doesn't.
He does.
He can't be walking around that size and say you want to become...
Are you saying fat people kind of fucking dreams can?
No, I'm saying if you're like Matt Letizia, you're that gifted. Not that he was a big man, but he had an amazing touch and great vision. This guy's just decided he wants to be a footballer, but he's not putting in the hard yards.
You don't need to if your dad's a billionaire.
Yeah.
If your dad's a billionaire, you can...
When you're waking up in silk sheets.
Yeah. Do what you want. I'd just rather be a playboy at that point. I wouldn't care about if my dad's
playing with boys.
He's got a great touch.
Will you be my daddy, Hef? Please.
Oh, no.
I've never unseen that.
For listeners at home.
Switch to Spotify.
Be grateful you're listening.
Switch to Matilda quick.
Just see Danny DeVito.
Daddy DeVito.
Who is it? Brilliant.
No, I said Daddy DeVito.
Nice.
It's now time to guess the headline. If you can tell me the Lucas, then I'll be quite surprised, to be honest. Wow. great stuff there. Thank you to Dave.
You're welcome.
Oh, not you.
Headline news.
Sort of trying to compete with my jingle there.
Glad I sat down for that.
Well, is that a coincidence that we've mentioned Eurovision next year? Turn it in.
Give me a call, Mr. Britain. I don't know who runs
Ooh,
it.
Oh, Mr. Oh!
Look at that, just rolling in the mud.
Excellent.
Must take a picture with him for the...
Backing singers here.
She was on IMAX last week.
She was.
I think you should call yourself Mr. UKIP, as in UKIP at mine tonight.
Yeah.
Very sexy for all the skinheads out there.
IMAX, IKIP.
Yeah.
The amount of messages we get in our England hats.
Bedtime.
They're the boys we want.
Proper influencers.
Bus conductor punished for letting pigeon ride bus for free.
Ooh, I'm going to go Argentina.
Nice. I was thinking we're...
Cheers, Dave.
That's a country.
That's the first country on the A to Z.
It's not.
AR.
Albania.
I'm trying to think where there's pigeons.
Sorry?
Where pigeons are.
Scotland.
Yeah. Wales. Oh, yeah, do you know what? I'm actually going to Scotland. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, a load of pigeons up in there.
Okay.
In that region.
I'm thinking the Germans don't get the reputation for efficient public transport by flouncing the rules, be you man, woman, or pigeon. So I'm going Germany.
Nice.
Okay.
India.
Oh. They got enough to worry about over there. You real breaking pigeon.
Pigeons.
So, great story. 44-year-old bus conductor. He's just chilling out in his bus.
Nice.
And he's got one passenger. Yeah. He's a drunk. The man's drunk. But the conductor's like, right, I'll get this guy home, then I can get off for the night.
Does his job.
So as he's driving, there's, bus inspectors, just waiting to pounce, you know, see if he's got anything going on in his bus. So they stop, they get on, and they see the drunk man who's clutching a pigeon, and he's talking to the pigeon.
Right.
And the bus conductor's like, that's got nothing to do with me, mate. That guy didn't have that pigeon when he was gone. Because apparently India have a rule that anybody who gets on a bus with 30 pigeons has to pay a fee to use that. And the conductor was
great
like...
Great rule.
What, yeah. 30 pigeons?
Yeah, for some reason. And the conductor was like, well, that guy, first of all, that's one pigeon.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
And also, that guy didn't have the pigeon when he got on. Mm. The pigeon had landed on the window and the drunk guy just grabbed it. And they were like, we're not having any of this. This is insane.
And so ended Valiant 2.
A lad I knew grabbed a pigeon at a nightclub.
What?
A nightclub?
Well, no, there's a smoking area. Like, there's a bit like outside. You know, like wood.
Yeah.
The cover-up bit.
I'm aware of wood.
I'm aware of wood at a nightclub.
You know, this chair I'm sat on, Dave.
But there was nesting up in there. And he looked at it, grabbed it, and took it into the nightclub and let it off.
Get ready for this. Talk about pulling a bird.
Hey! No way!
Get your quips out for the lads. Yeah.
Now that's ticked off. We wrote that one down earlier.
No, we
didn't. Wait, all these quips. Fuck Dave,
fuck! Cameras just went off, where were we? Oh, yeah.
Fuck Dave!
Thank you very much, Max.
And thank you to India.
Yeah?
Yes.
Endless entertainment over there.
Yeah. And weird Asian news.
It's now time to slag off a podcast.
Yay.
Dave.
That's my chant.
Yeah, good.
New jingle.
This past week, we were briefly in the top 40 on Spotify in the comedy charts. Actually, top 30.
Yeah, I was going to say 30, I believe.
Well, I did say, Dave. Yeah. You know, there's thinkers and there's doers in this world.
The top 30 being 30.
Yep. And then, lo and behold, we're out of the top 50 now, so well done, guys. Yeah.
Well, it's a nice little, you know, brief visit.
Time to bring down one of the big guys.
Yeah.
This week, it's Bryden and...
Bryden and...
This is narcissist Robert Bryden.
Oh, I hate it because I kind of like him, and now I've got to not like him. It's a whole thing.
This is not compelling at all, is it? Sorry. You still blatantly like him.
Do you know what the issue is? The and, he could have anyone on.
This is it, yeah.
Ooh,
leave that door open.
Yeah.
It's because he's so horrible he can't land a permanent co-host.
Yeah.
Abu al-Baghdadi, leader of ISIS.
There you go.
He could be on that podcast.
Sure, I don't know what to say.
Or
none of it good.
For fans of Abu al-Baghdadi, he won't be on the podcast probably.
Not so on don't this tune podcast, into, definitely not.
Not this one. No. He's,
or Abu Hamza.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
He's still knocking about him.
Not a clue. I just know he's got hooks.
Does he exclusively have extremist terrorists on the podcast?
It doesn't state.
Bryden and...
Well, the point is it could.
It's mainly actors.
I've been talking to the PR manager of Al-Qaeda. And
who knows what Ruth Jones is really up to?
Yeah? He's on there doing his Welsh. Wales, like, next week
not
we
doing
got...
his Welsh. Anyway, so, Bryden and could have a bigger guest and his name still first. Fuck
exactly,
off.
Yeah. Oh, Trump.
Ooh. Yeah, saying that, it's called the Stephen Tries Podcast and we've had Oscar Worthy on, Jerry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. That's just Pumps, to name a few.
Jeremy Pumps.
Next week, Osama's back from the dead.
Pirate Pete.
Great characters. Anyway, Bryden, just in terms of the personalities, great characters, so don't question me. Bryden and Max, sum it up, please.
Shockingly bad. Try not to swear.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
I bet he cusses up a storm.
Yeah. Oh, in Welsh.
Yeah. In Welsh. Ooh. Ooh, the boy hit it.
It's a lot like your Eurovision impression.
I'm cooking. Oh, she was Welsh.
It's all making sense now.
We now move on to Reliable Source. Buckle in. There's no Joe this week, hence the smile on my face. This week's source is something I said to Joe. Tartar.
Hey!
Creamy.
But fishy.
Yuck. Thank you very much for that. Yeah. Joe, what do you think?
Oh, come.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
There's a swear word on SpongeBob, wasn't it?
Oh, tartar sauce.
Was it?
Yeah, that's what they used to say.
Wow. Like,
oh, mother of pearl.
Yeah. Is it just things that resemble semen?
Pardon me?
Ooh. Tartar sauce.
Oh, right, pearl. Sorry, yeah. Pearl. Oh, sorry.
There was a dolphin on it that used to speak dolphin. Yeah, and they had to... Yeah.
Another, like, oh my another God. Fucking accent from you, Dave. Is that the road we're going down this week?
Are the dolphins robbed of your original voices?
Is that your impression?
Yeah, that is.
It's good. Nice. That is good, yeah, I like that.
Really hit that note there.
And a little pig to finish. Anyway, we have a sponsor this week. It's the great people at Beer 52.
52.
Beer 52. Ooh. They've even supplied us with a couple of cans, Cameron.
Cams.
Chuck us a...
Cams, clams, I forget about that. Speaking of pearls. That could be a great Eurovision. Just
me and my Krabby Patties, yeah, that right.
Oh shit! This happens to me every time. Sorry, last time I got it everywhere.
Yeah,
oh, sauce.
Oh. Right, here we go. Talk us through what you've got first.
I've got a Dexter salted caramel.
Nice. I've got a full fathom five.
Ooh.
All the F's.
Ooh,
but like your GCSEs.
A little bit naughty and nice.
Yeah. How are you feeling today, Max?
All right.
He's silly.
That's a chocolatey stout.
No nice. Way.
Where you, Cam?
Ooh. A perpetuous hazy session IPA, which should apparently taste like citrus aromas offset with floral notes.
Tell you what, as someone who likes an espresso martini, this is tasty.
Oh.
A little coffee
that
tipple.
Nice. Yeah?
That is nice.
I can get onto that.
It's like made in Leeds, it says on the can.
It's like it's made in Leeds.
Tasty shit.
Made in Bangladesh. But
I think that was made in a lab, that one.
Mm.
Yeah. But Dave. Oh.
Half man, half dolphin. Half sloth.
All Eurovision winner.
Half man, half dolphin, half sloth.
My mask
is a man and a half.
Fully thick. Let's get into the read, shall we? What are they offering? A free case of 8 beers. Ooh. Speaking of which, in the case we got, it was a golden ticket. Congratulations, you found a golden ticket. This entitles one of your friends, and I consider viewers friends.
Nice.
Their first case of Beer 52 completely free. So the code is, in all caps, LP6. AZC. That's LP6AZC. So enter that and you'll get a free case of beer with free postage.
God.
Oh,
yeah, that's Christine.
So that's one lucky listener. Mm. But for the rest of you.
Or one lucky editor.
Yeah, get the fucking Grandpa Joe over here with the golden
once
ticket.
We get past this point in the edit, it just tails off. Just the shots are on the ceiling. Just you voice it over. I'm a seventh Ken, baby. Damn, Max looks tasty.
I would.
Just spilled my tartar sauce. But for the listeners, we are offering you a free case of 8 beers with just £5.95 postage. Cool. Less than a pound a can. Whoa. Less than a pound a can. Go to www.beer52.com/Stephen and cover just the $5.95 postage. That's www.beer52.com/Stephen. How do you spell Stephen, Dave?
S-T-P-H-E-N.
You missed it.
Almost. S-T-E-P-H-E-N. It's tricky. Yeah.
Stephanie.
Stephanie. Can I come on your podcast?
I'm glad you said on your podcast.
Mother of pearl. Necklace of pearl. There we go.
You can pause or cancel at any time. Just go to www.beer52.com/Stephen and pay $5.95 postage to get all this now. And of course, remember the code if you want that free case with free postage. Boom. I need that again. Hopefully, if Beer 52 are nice. And well, don't listen to this bit. So there we have it. Now we move on to the subject this week.
Ooh.
Which is most embarrassing moment. Moment. That was a bit embarrassing.
That's it for this week's podcast.
Series 2, episode 16.
Come on, guys. Thanks. Pimp that up, baby. Yeah. That's to me. I just got myself, baby.
You need the confidence.
Self-love.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Dave. What the fuck does that mean?
I just meant as in a human race. Like, we need compliments.
I already get enough compliments by your mum. Constantly, eh? Belling me up, baby. Yeah,
it is right.
She's always fun. She bell her up.
Yes, yes. Oh, it's like a waitress asking for the tip all the time.
Speaking of which, here's Dave's mum now.
Just watch you shit yourself.
Wait, you're not the woman having
it. Oh, no.
She comes in the tank.
and Alpha Sloth just drops down. We bloody did that.
So this talking point came to mind because I was in the hotel and I just come out the drying room.
Oh, nice.
Get your clothes all warm and toasty.
Did you have that?
Must
did
be
you?
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, you use our fucking radio
around in the air. Luckily, we had our white hot rage to dry all our clothes.
White hot rage was also a name for our rapid journey. Not so well.
Really great with neo nuts for some reason.
I already had an England hat.
So I came out of the room and into, it was quite a narrow hallway. The maid was walking by and she just stopped and it was sort of who's going to go first. And I gestured for her to go past me. She was just looking downwards, didn't go. I was like, oh, I'll just go. No. So I walked out.
Did you do this as well?
I was like, oh, this is awkward. Then I just sped off down the hallway and she was following me. I was like, oh, this is terrible. And I get in the room and just look down and my flies are wide open. Like, never been more wide open. I just realised how it looked like I've been having a wank in the drying room. So it's a minor bit of embarrassment. There's no minors there. So this has got me onto the thought of what is the most embarrassing moment? And we've had cringiest moment, but cringe is often, someone else is doing something and that makes you feel cringy. So who wants to kick us off?
I always find it embarrassing when a waiter comes over and says, enjoy your meal. I always go, yeah, thank you, and you too. That's always embarrassing for me. It's I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I always get embarrassed about stupid things like that. It's,
I sort of have that with, if you're talking to somebody with an accent, a strong accent, and they say something, you're like, pardon? Say it again, pardon? It's that three-time rule. It's like, at that point, you're like, yeah, sure. Yeah,
just laugh.
Yeah.
I've laughed before and they've said something awful.
That happened so many times.
Yeah. So my mum was in the car with my dad, my dad's best mate, and his dad, right? And he was very thick Irish accent. And he always used to say stuff to her and she'd go, oh, And then one day he went, car stops, turns around. You want her? And he went, all right. Carried on driving the car.
She'd admitted to doing 9/11, hadn't she?
They've just been driving to the Ron Biden's podcast.
Rapidly furious.
All right, Patagon.
You got me sacked.
Oh dear.
It can happen.
Another version. My family friend, he's always cracking jokes, always like trying to make a laugh, but I just didn't hear what he said. I was like, oh, where have you been? And he went, oh, yeah. I went, There's you in it, Clayton, all over. He went, no, I've been to a funeral. I was like, oh, that's what you, I thought you said a fun park. I just heard the letter word F and I thought he was making a joke.
You can't spell funeral. Yeah.
Just a shame fun park. Something like that.
It's sort of like a ride for them.
I'll put the fun park in funeral.
Like I say, he's constantly cracking jokes. So whatever you take with him, it's like, is he joking? He's joking. Like this. Have a laugh. So
fun park.
Is that even a thing?
I
was with Tiger Patel at the fun park. Socky cocky did happen. I think on the flip side of that is when you make a joke.
Sorry, he said flip, not fun park.
It's a nightmare when I meet a bloke called Fred. Like, your name is?
Fun Park.
Fun Park Fred.
Fun Park Fred, yeah.
I'd love to meet him.
Shit. Yeah. What about Scooby Doo?
Ruined.
When you do a joke and no one hears. You know, a lot of embarrassment can come from trying
it's
to
the,
be funny.
It's the anticipation on your face. Like when I did stand-up and there'd be jokes that usually got laughs that suddenly didn't.
Yeah.
And you just see the panic on my face where I'd pause. Usually then there's no laughter. So I was just like... And then so flustered.
Yeah, it's awful.
Start sweating. I know.
I don't know if you lot have it, but I've got to a point pretty early on in my life, I think, where shame just eluded me. So things that would be embarrassing for other people, I'd just sort of wash off.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't care.
Do you want to come and flounce around a park in hot pants? Anytime you want, boy.
I'm your man.
All it takes is one call. Yeah. You'd never get any fucking else apart from me and him. He's jumping in rivers.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, flouncing around.
Well, I do think there is, like... For me, this is probably the hardest topic because it's very hard to embarrass me.
Yeah, same.
See, I've seen you embarrassed.
No, I've been embarrassed, sure.
Actually, I've not seen you embarrassed.
Oh, you've not seen... Like, going out drinking, hearing the stories afterwards, that's always embarrassing.
Seen on the news.
Because I think that the reason that's embarrassing...
I was on whose podcast? Rob Ryan!
I think the reason that is embarrassing is because that wasn't me.
Yeah.
Like, it was.
But tell it to the judge.
Yeah, very funny.
Woo! Go on.
I'm still not in prison, though, is what happened. But I think because it's not you in control, it is, but it is. You know,
I know what you mean.
When you're so drunk and you blacked out, you don't know what the fuck's going out, you know, happened.
Yeah.
And then you wake up. You know, I woke up like, I was at yours.
In a bush.
We went to Hulu, was it?
Yeah,
I woke up like 8 o'clock the next night, and it's like, you were dancing on the tables and, all this stuff. You're like, oh man, I don't remember any of that.
Yeah.
Like, if I'd just done that off my own back, I wouldn't be embarrassed because it's like, I planned to do that.
Yeah.
It's because it's a surprise to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you didn't consciously make that decision.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Worst time for that for me is it was Christmas and we weren't allowed to go down because obviously Corona. So we had.
Your girlfriend.
I thought you meant you weren't allowed down to the presents from your bedroom.
Weren't allowed down.
We've not bought him anything. Just say it's Corona.
He's better than my Corona. You don't want to see that, son. You're too young.
How do you spell it?
Well, it's your pie. God, that's not a carrot.
But it was Christmas. So we FaceTimed Jenna's whole entire family. Yeah. Not just her mum and dad, not just her mum, dad, and nan, her entire family. And I was like, it's Christmas. I'm going to get absolutely wankered. So, true to my word, got absolutely pissed. I was the only one out of the entire family that was in this state. I was going, here, Jenna, put it on me, put it on me. Yeah, why is it, you're not facing me? Walking down the stairs. going down basement. Oh, let me just get lift. Pissing myself.
What? In your house?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. No, that's what I mean. You know, when you go down. Yeah, yeah. Next day, we were doing a Boxing Day thing. The whole family there again. They were like, go down to your basement. I was like, what the fuck are they going on about? A basement?
Yeah, your family's fucking weird, Jenna. Yeah.
Get the lift. A fucking lift? I live in a bungalow. Fucking it at age, twat?
Oh man!
I was like,
who gave that?
Dave, the rest of your mime troops here for Christmas dinner.
I was telling him.
He says, "Who the fuck are they?" And I go, silently walk away.
I was telling him a story, and I must have got bored halfway through the story because I went, anyway. And then Gemma was like, is he alright? And Gemma was like, yeah, he does this when he's drunk. I was like, oh mate,
you've done it a few times on the podcast.
Yeah, just go, oh, I've timed myself. But yeah, that was an embarrassing boxing day, that's for sure. Very embarrassing.
I've embarrassed myself.
No,
it was year two, and it's off my face.
Get out of
town, mate.
I was auditioning for the Nativity, and all of the people who were auditioning, there's about eight of us, went through to the hall, and she's going to let us all perform, and then she'd work out who'd get the singing roles. Who wants to go first? I thought, I'll go first, set the standard. I performed, and then rather than seeing everyone else, she just went, Stephen, you can go back. So I just went back about 5 minutes after setting off, and people were like, oh, what happened to you? Mortified, because I thought I was a good singer. Yeah. So that was it was a humbling moment.
When we were in form in college, it's just when you said going on stage reminded me, everyone had to get up and do like a form sort of play, almost like you present to the rest of everyone in the form. So no one in my form could be asked, but I just volunteered to do it all the time. And then this other guy did it, who was a bit of a tryhard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he was very straight-laced about the whole thing, but I thought, I just want to take the piss. So I got up one day, and it was right after the Jimmy Savile thing, and in front of everyone went, Jimmy Savile fixed it for me to milk a cow blindfolded. And this guy next to me is like, the whole room is deathly silent, apart from one guy at the back who went, yeah!
The teachers absolutely wetting himself.
Yeah. It's Jimmy Savile, isn't it?
I had the samba band in year six, which I've mentioned.
Samba band?
Afterwards, both my parents, who were divorced, never agreed on anything, both told me I was out of time.
It was a good moment for them.
Yeah. Your school was just a mixing pot of cultures. Yeah. And
just all white kids.
Stealing culture.
And also the same year...
the mariachi band.
That's the flamenco year.
Chinese year.
I'm a pro at the steel drums, guys.
You can shove your maracas up your ass, miss. I'm off.
I am the white Levi Roots. No, I'm out of here. Year 16.
When I was young, embarrassment from someone else. My sister reminded me of this. We had two people from, I think one was in your year, but I won't name names. Anyway, we played badminton, and then we'd set off and realised we'd forgotten something. So it's me, my sister, and then these two people.
Yeah.
And then we went back to the house. as we walked in, my sister screamed. And she was at the front, and it was them two, then it was me. So I didn't see what happened.
Yeah.
I only saw a little bit. So they'd opened up the front door, and you'll know from my house, you can see right up to the top of the stairs. My mum had been going for a bath. She'd forgotten something.
Oh, no.
And just didn't have a towel. So she
ran.
She had a face mask on. Nothing else. And I was just jumping up. So yeah, it looked like a sort of striptease minstrel show going on.
To your mates, I like it round here. Can we stay the night?
Come on, she's going to come back now.
Goodness gracious, man.
Thankfully I didn't see it, but it's still embarrassing.
I've got one thing that I feel awful moving on to it straight away now because of what she said, but it was something my sister reminded me of this morning. I was stood outside having a fag. And she filled a condom up with water and launched it out of a window at me.
Yeah.
So it just landed in front of me. And I went like, oh, you fucking little shit. So I picked it up and went to launch it back at her. But obviously, the way a condom is, I threw it and it just went like, whoa, whoa, whoa. coming out the back of my hand, but still went up, and then started going like she was full of water.
Yeah.
Flying up to her window, off her window, and then goes into next door's garden. No. This condom full of giant. So I'm stood there going, oh no. And my sister going, oh no. We start laughing.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Just a cool egg.
Is your condom?
Oh yeah. And then my dad,
I got me a conversation. It's been there for 3 months now.
It finishes with my dad coming downstairs, storming, fuming, going, go and get that back from the neighbours now. You'll have to go around to their house. You'll have to explain to them what's happening. He's like, what the fuck do we tell them?
Yeah. Dad wants his condom. Yeah.
Still in use.
We've just washed it out, mate. Come on.
Rinse and repeat.
In hindsight, I wish I'd never said anything about that.
Should we move on to Stephen Lies?
Yes.
Stephen Lies, Stephen Sweet Little Lies.
Oh, yeah, he's probably fit and gives me what I done. Cameron, you are the detective this week.
Been doing shit recently.
Hey, come on now. Come on. You've got one truth to find, two lies.
Okay.
Who would you like to go first?
Alphabetical order, Max.
A, B, C, D, E, F. I've told a lie! Take me away!
He couldn't stand the bloody mess I left in the toilet.
I told everyone in my year that my dad was in the film Bugsy Malone.
Yeah, I could see that.
I embarrassed my sister to sell a house.
All right, Max, go on, you can tell us your tale.
Real simple, real fun.
Real fun.
Bloody mess. Yeah, real fun.
So I used to work at a bar, and the staff toilet was a disabled toilet, which... it's not fair, I guess, but it's the only one we could use because it was so close. Mm. And having people that work behind the bar in the same toilets as customers can lead to all sorts of issues. Like, let's say I didn't wash my hands and a customer saw, that's not
going to look good. If only there could be a fix.
It's not going to look good on the business. So I used to do, like, the cellar work and, like, barrels and stuff.
Yeah.
And I got a stress, like, nosebleed. I used to get nosebleeds a lot, probably due to weight and blood pressure.
Weight of the barrels.
Yeah.
Exactly. So one day, had a big nosebleed. What am I going to do? Use the disabled toilets to clean it all up, you know, sort myself out. Throw it in the toilet. Guess what? Got to flush. Oh. So I leave, and outside is a man in a wheelchair. Yeah. So he wheeled himself in. And he saw the blood. He thought it was something a bit more...
sinister?
Like, not sinister, but more...
Concerning
than what it actually was.
Yeah.
So he spoke to the manager, and obviously, I said, oh, sorry, I just had a nosebleed. And he went, oh, no worries, fam. He didn't say no worries, fam. That was a lie. But he would say, oh, right, fair enough, But, yeah, he couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
Go on then, Dave.
I was in year 8 at the time, and my dad... had
he was
all...
there for 3 years.
Oh, shit, I've got class.
So my dad had always told me he was in the play Bugsy Malone. But I always misheard it and said I thought he was just in Bugsy Malone. And I was like, oh, who did you play, Dad?
He was Justin Bugsy Malone.
And I was like, so who did you play in Bugsy Malone? He said, the lead character. Right. So I went round school and everything, going, have you seen Bugsy Malone? My dad's the main character. Hmm. And everyone was like, no, he's not. He would be a millionaire. I was like, no, he is. He told me. He would
a millionaire?
They've all got speech.
He'd be like, Gru.
And everyone was like, no, you'd be rich, that was the case. And I was like, no, my dad wouldn't lie, would he? He wouldn't say I was in the film Bugsy Malone and not lie. Mm-hmm. Whole of year 8, I was telling everyone my dad was in Bugsy Malone.
Well,
there you go.
Yeah, there's an element of believability to that.
Do you know what I mean?
I wonder why. Go on, Steve.
Many moons ago, we were selling a house, and it was in Eccleston.
Yeah.
Oak Tree Road, to be precise. I could give the full address, but then people might go there and then be like, piss off. So I was about 5 or 6 and the house was for sale. And we'd had the house up for sale for a little while. People had come and gone. And then we had a viewing. And for some reason, I asked my mum, can I show these people round? And I guess she let me. But if there was any serious questions, I'm sure they fielded them. Anyway, we go into the bedrooms. And we go into my sister's bedroom. And I show them the tour. And I go, and I point at the bed. And I go, that there is where my sister wet the bed. I guess they laughed or whatever. So that was the crux of my tour, was explaining where my sister pissed the bed. Something that I'd brought up repeatedly.
Every bed you got to.
Yeah.
That's where my sister pissed the bed.
To this trail. Look at the bathroom there. She's finally getting a ride.
See where she's been.
I was showing them that. And then lo and behold, this very couple bought the house.
Right.
Based on my lovely tour.
Yeah. Right. Oh, full of comical.
Yeah, hopefully it was the comical side.
Yeah.
Just a 5-year-old.
Just going in.
Leave the mattresses.
I'm divorcing it.
I need all the offended items now. And I want that boy to give me a tour.
Where is he?
My name's David Rees. Ooh. Bit weird, isn't it?
That's
my favourite.
That didn't happen in my story, just to be clear.
At what point in the tour did your mum come out in a face mask?
Buy the house.
Check this banister.
That was white before, now it's brown.
We'll take it.
Take your price.
Put the cloth away.
Oh boy.
Yeah, very difficult this.
So one truth, two lies.
Yeah. Alright, Max is telling the truth, you two are fibbing, I reckon. Damn, every fucking time. So what was it?
I was telling the truth.
Where? Really?
Yeah.
He'd let just the kid. It's some tellings for you, I should know. Stranger things have happened at sea.
Always a showman.
Yeah. That's so true.
He is.
I was in the state agent.
Always in the state agent, sorry. Yeah.
As soon as the mariachi band didn't take off, I knew I had to try my hand at something else.
Welcome to my house, would you like to buy it?
You get a free sombrero. I won't need it anymore.
Single tear.
Dios mío.
So there we have it.
Beautiful.
Unlucky Cameron. Unlucky.
Every time, man.
You got got.
Yeah, I did get got.
Now time for the viewers' most embarrassing moments. We had loads here, so I'm just going to reel off a few, and maybe this is something we'll come back to, because they are quite amusing. So the first one is from Sophie. She knocked on her ex's house at 3 a.m, drunk and crying, having not spoken to them in a year. The parents came to the door and thought someone was trying to murder them. That's embarrassing, though, isn't it? Getting drunk, as like we say, getting drunk and doing things you regret.
We'll be in there.
After a year.
Like you say, it's perfectly said. It's not you, it's someone else.
Well,
I once got drunk and tried to get into my old house. So that I'd moved out of the house. Yeah. I got really drunk and thought I'd still lived there.
How old were you?
This was during uni. This is in year three, because I was staying with someone's sofa.
Yeah,
so I was trying to get into their house in the morning. Like, I'd got the taxi there and everything.
Oh Jesus.
You'd be all right if that happened to you and someone answered the door sniffing a nappy, like, can we help?
Oh, the showboy.
There he is.
Next up. I had to tell my grandpa my leg was not the dog and for him to please stop stroking it under the dinner table.
Oh. I know.
It's bloody hairy though, isn't it?
Just one growler to another, I say.
He was stroking her leg.
Can you take
just staring at her. Like,
can you take the lead off me as well, please, Grandpa?
What am I feeding that thing?
Granddad.
Is it chewing a bone?
Oh, that
sick.
That's awful. Next one. When I had to change my boyfriend's nappy on a four-seat table on the train to Serbia because they didn't have toilets. That was from Devon.
Boyfriends.
Sorry, fiancé, I should say.
Yeah, yeah.
To be honest, I believe that to be true.
Yeah, yeah. If I know Tom, yeah. Back himself up. Yeah,
so. He's had something with gluten in and, you know, one thing's led to another. When my dad gave my mum a lap dance on stage on an all-inclusive holiday to Malta, I was 8 and I've been traumatised ever since. I remember when I was in Menorca and there was a father, a mum and two sons. Sons are about teenagers.
Yeah.
And the mum, she was just rubbing her feet up against the dad's crotch. Like, it was so clear to see. Like, playing footsy, but up and down his thigh, really up by his crotch.
You don't want to see that.
No!
Never mind the mum and dad.
Never mind the kids who are just sat there like...
Can I do it? Can you do it to me, Dad? Or mum.
It's weird, Dave. It's weird.
What the hell, Dave?
There's a video of me knocking around where I got pulled up on stage on holiday to do, like, a dance with this woman who was doing belly dancing and just have to get... with my granddad Jim. Well, that's the closest I've ever been to.
Is this the origin of Cam's clams?
Yeah. You would know it, big boy. I was like, yeah, it must be a new granddad, big boy.
You're not supposed to take that from the buffet.
What that like?
Stop stroking me leg, granddad. Sorry.
That's it. When I went to stage, you come with me. Can't let go.
So there's a lot more of those, but we'll save them for another day. Thank you very much for everyone who got in touch, though. That was on Instagram, so follow us on Instagram and Twitter.
There we go.
And subscribe.
All the socials all the time. Mm.
Yeah, man. It's now time for IMAX.
It's IMAX.
Fucking hell, I hate this segment.
We'll edit that out. It's obviously IMAX.
Probably edit it back in.
Delete the footage.
Delete the pay.
Touché. My name. My name is IMAX, and I'm here to say I love to review the newest, freshest, hottest movies around. And what a huge struggle that has been this year. From the government refusing to open the cinemas, to the local cinema managers refusing to open the cinemas, this tired old reviewer is finding it hard to get into cinemas. Still, that didn't stop this humble reviewer. I may have been refused entry to the world of movies by the fat cats who sit in their ivory towers, listening to the whispers of the so-called scientists who deemed all social interaction unhealthy. Maybe that helps those boffins sleep at night, not realising the reason no one spoke to them was more because of their awful smell and greasy skin, and not for health reasons. Stupid nerds. But finally, the golden day arrived. The cinemas were open. I was so happy I wept for days, so proud of Boris for finally ridding himself of these nerds. I packed my bags and rushed straight to the cinema. The first movie I'd come to see? Black Widow, the hit film starring national treasure Scarlett Johansson. Is a surprising one. This gentle reviewer is no stranger to controversy. Popcorn 2020, anyone? But ScarJo is so familiar to controversy, they remind me of this STP and the iTunes charts. I, of course, refer to ScarJo playing Asian and transgender male characters. People were not too happy, least of all me, who believes the part should have been played by Matt Damon, my favourite actor. Now, however, she has decided to play a Black Widow, one of her more surprising roles. Still, I decided to pop along. I'd love to get a glimpse on just how well she could cope, putting a white spin on this sad topic. After buying my popcorn and Ben and Jerry's ice cream, the scent wafted up, and I felt the tugs of joy I had not felt in many a moon. I forced a handful of...
He's got his granddad with him for tugs of joy.
Right. Guess I'll speak through Cam's clams, whatever the fuck your segment is. I forced a handful of popped corn into my mouth, and after choking for a full minute, was removed forcefully from the cinema. Apparently, people are still afraid of this made-up virus, and me coughing is a big no-no. Still, from what I saw of the movie, the trailers were fun, and I wish ScarJo a long and varied career.
Wow. So as someone who's a big superhero fan like yourself, I was sat with you when you watched Avengers Endgame.
Mm.
You know that Scarlett Johansson as the Black Widow isn't playing a black woman who's lost her husband. You know this. I just feel like you're a little bit rusty, maybe.
Yeah.
Black. The choking is...
obviously, Scarlett Johansson has had a few controversies. Transgender male, Asian woman. But, you know, I thought a Black Widow was a real good place for her to hang her acting hat.
Yeah.
And I wish her all the best.
Oh, that was your review? I thought that was a joke. Right, fuck this, I'm off.
What?
Convincing, compelling.
Do you want to review that performance?
It's got a 1 star out of 5 on the IMAX.
That's as good as it gets, IMAX. Have you seen that Stephen Graham's in the new Venom movie?
Yeah, he is.
He's breaking
into
Hollywood, really.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hello? Who is this?
Hello, my name's... sorry, I just get very nervous.
That's okay, there's nothing to be nervous about.
Hello, pal.
Very...
Don't worry. Sorry.
This is a safe space.
Safe space.
Yeah.
Safe space.
So what's your name?
My name's Peter Andre the Third.
Wow, Peter
Andre the Third.
Are you?
I thought you were Shirley from EastEnders.
No, are you a guest for this comedy podcast?
A guest for a comedy podcast.
Yes, yeah, it's comedy podcast we're doing.
Yeah,
believe it or not.
Oh, bugger nuts! Oh,
right, Pete.
Not again!
What's happened?
I thought this was a job interview for the Science and Industry Museum.
No, Peter.
Wow.
We love it there, Peter.
Also,
yeah,
it's a bit embarrassing.
Yeah.
Which is the topic. Peter, would you like to stay and talk about what's just happened?
Yeah, for a bit, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think we planned not to, haven't we, Peter?
Exactly.
Weirdly enough, though, all I know about you is you've made this mistake, but you're still smarter than Dave. You know, you won't get the reference.
Science.
Fuck off, Peter. Fuck off.
Peter, hello. Peter, come on.
Don't do that from a distance.
You're right. All that gagging, you remind me of Dave's mum. Sorry. Oh, boy.
I'm glad Dave wasn't here to see that, mate.
Exactly, yeah. No. Dave would be
got away with that one. Cheeky. It's now time to move on to a great segment. It's
IMAX again?
No. It's Obscene Green.
Obscene Green.
It's Obscene Green. You're green. Oh, Dave, sorry.
It's good to be back.
Mate.
Yeah, hello. Sorry, you missed...
Sorry, Dave. Sorry,
you missed fuck all, Dave.
It was just a guy being sick outside. I don't know what that was all about.
Imagine that in the Science and Industry Museum.
Do you know what I mean? Is that what it was all about?
Didn't even visit him.
Yeah, excuse me. I've got a segment to do.
Oh, Obscene Green's
up. I heard someone stealing my jingle, but it's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Oh, yeah, sorry.
But I want my jingle to just be Max doing fart noises. That's obscene.
Do I try it?
Yeah.
It's now time for Obscene Green.
That's obscene.
It's brilliant, that.
Yeah, that's good.
That's all I ever wanted.
I thought it was an IMAX review again. That whole thing. Yeah, see what I did there.
Viewers at home have seen it, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Jokes.
A US destroyer sunk a Japanese submarine with potatoes during World War II. At the time, probably pretty tragic.
Potatoes?
Yeah, probably pretty tragic. Looking back on it, bit embarrassing. At least everyone got some boiled potatoes.
Just all the whales going past.
Got a story in the Beano as well.
Have you got any information as to how that happened?
Yes, of course I have. So the USS O'Bannon.
The MASH report.
Hey! USS O'Bannon.
The Terence Cash report, because he liked potatoes.
I fucking hate doing this.
Hey, do you remember when you spoke for IMAX? You can't.
Correct, yeah, I'll give you that one. So the USS O'Bannon sighted the sub on the surface and opened fire with their guns. Pew, 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 pew. I'll do some sound effects for this one.
The sub
pulled in close to the O'Bannon so that they could not lower the guns.
That's proper naughty.
Yes, sir.
It was a Japanese sub, so they were going, how do we get to Windermere? So the sub pulled in close to the O'Bannon, so they couldn't lower the guns enough to hit the sub.
Aww.
The crew started throwing potatoes at the sub.
Hurry.
Have a Manish pipe, he's like.
And the crew of the sub thought they were throwing grenades, so they tried to submerge, but didn't secure all the hatches. They went under, the sub flooded, and sank.
That's fucking devastating.
And sank, and she wrote a diary, didn't she? Yeah.
This guy. Yeah.
Right. So did the boat get damaged, or was it just chipped?
That is good.
I'm so amazed.
He's so desperate for that top 10 moment.
It's never coming.
Right, this is the favourite one I found. I'll show you a picture in a minute. It's one of them where I really laughed at the picture, but you might just go, oh, for fuck's sake.
No one laughed.
This is when Centro Universitario of Mexico abbreviated all over their sports uniforms.
Just says, come.
So this whole team playing in white, I might add. Apart from this fellow with the foresight not to bother.
Yeah, he's covered as well. Yeah.
I wouldn't mind abbreviating all over his uniform, if you know what I'm saying.
That's crass, isn't it?
Language. There you go. So yeah, they went round. They went round. They're doing all the sports for the year. Just with cum. Covered in cum.
Is that like their anagram?
Yeah. Yes, Centroversiario, Universitario, Mexico, whatever.
My school is twat. The Westlands Academy Trust. And then my second school is the SS. Sittingbourne School. Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
There you go.
Very good.
That's obscene green.
I'm so proud of you.
You're educated, you're informed. Can we have an outro thing where it's a different kind of fart?
Hold on, before we go on, if you don't send us that picture, we'll have to...
I'll send you the picture.
We'll have to Google cum boys. The cum team.
And then it's just a picture of all of us.
That's a good excuse when Zoe looks at your phone.
I promise, it's for the podcast.
I just messaged it to Cameron last night. Make sure you put this in.
Photoshop the picture. Yeah.
She's asking questions.
Saved in his phone as Cummer and Clump.
Don't change your phone.
Thank you, Obscene Green.
Well done,
Obscene.
It's now time for Dave Rates.
Dave Rates.
Gotta get those ratings.
He's rating.
So, Dave, you are going to be giving your hot takes on different topics around the world.
Let's go for it.
And, of course, don't be swayed by us. This is all you.
Okay.
Legally, I have to say that. First one is daytime TV.
Daytime TV.
Rate it or hate it.
It's in the day. It's upon the TV time. The chase is on daytime TV, and for that reason, upping it
you
up.
Rate it.
TV.
Next up, Formula One.
Formula One. Used to be a fan. Liked it, but it gets a bit boring unless there's a crash. Blah. Down it goes.
Tonight then.
Down it goes.
Antiques.
Antique Roadshow. Get a bit of money. Money Patrol. Antiques. Like old shit. Yeah,
that was the original title.
Right, so...
Old shit roadshow.
Old shit road. I like old stuff, like World War II gear.
And your grandparents.
Yeah. Antique. There we go.
Rate it.
I'll do sound effects.
Next up is... Decorative cushions on the bed.
All pillows. No, they do me nothing. You know, they're everywhere. You know, I just want to go to bed. And when you got to make the bed, you got to put them all on again.
Yeah. This isn't the pillows you sleep on. These are the extras.
Just no need. Okay.
Next up, seafood.
I like it because when I see food, I eat it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, tartar sauce.
Love seafood, love fish, love smoked mackerel. Got that tonight, actually. Tuna. I used to be a weirdo and eat tuna out of a can. My God.
Shit, he's
So, arriba.
Good.
Up it goes.
Hypnotists.
Hypnotist. Ooh, bit confusing. Ooh, look at me, I've got a watch. Down they go. Yeah. No, not up for that shit.
I like the bald guy, apart from him. That's
Who's
it.
The bald guy?
No one sees him but Dave.
Well, he's sat over there.
He's in his room at night.
What's his name?
Mr. Funfair.
Darren Brown.
He's not bald.
Is he not?
Oh, nah. He's balding.
Is he now? Oh, yeah.
Partly.
Thingy McKenna as well. He's another one. He was on top.
Yeah,
another
one.
Yeah. Nice
thank you very much for Dave Rates.
It's Dave Rates. Dave Rates. Gotta get those Dave Rates.
It's now time to put it to the max. Put it to the max.
To the max. Put it to the max. Hey.
Hiya boys, I'm Abby and I'm 16 from Newcastle. I leave school in about 2 weeks, maybe three, but I never go. As the stress of school and the people in it make me vom. Been hanging out with Peter Andre III. I wish I was joking, but it's true. Also, the stress of exams, etc., has made me develop seizures. I've had two recently, one being the 13th of this month. Maybe that's a superstitious thing. But my friends are pressuring me to come in, as I won't be able to attend prom if I don't come. If you went to prom, is it worth it? Also, I want a tattoo and was wondering what I should get. Any suggestions would be highly appreciated. Keep doing what you were doing. Thank you, Abby, there.
Well done, Abby.
So we've got two issues there. First is...
Hello, Pabby. Hello, Pabby. I'm Todd here.
Put it to the max, Cameron, so...
Speaking for another one of my segments.
I thought we bonded so much we were one. That trip, I've just been cast aside like an unwanted Siamese twin.
Well, okay.
In Windermere,
a dirty clam at the sea. Just throw it back.
No pearl in there.
My friends are bullying me. Me.
Cam, you take this one.
Thank you, friend. First of all, with prom, it's not worth risking your health to go to prom. I never bothered going to my prom, went to Malia instead. And that was a lot of fun.
So go to Cam.
Go to Malia.
Go to Cam.
I think he'll sell you tickets to Malia.
Ticket to
party rep.
Whatever you have to do.
Your tats as well. Tats, I said. Don't go to Cameron.
Nope.
No, not for anything.
So yeah, prom's overrated, but people just see the pictures of other people. It's cliche. It's like American prom. Oh,
if you don't like the people you went to school with, prom's pointless.
If seeing them makes you sick.
Yeah, the whole point of prom is to it's like your last hurrah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, last time you see everyone. Kind of, and then, you know, you're off on your merry way.
Yeah.
If you don't like them, then what's the point?
It's a big deal when you're 16 because you're dressing up and going out, but when you're 18 and you're going out all the time when you want, prom's not really nothing. Prom, if anything, is a lot better because, you know, you're not dancing with your teachers.
Yeah.
Prom's a big deal for your teachers.
Mm.
No doubt one of them will later be arrested. My last chance.
Have you seen these cum shirts of me?
There's nothing on them.
Don't shine a black light on them. Don't shine a black light on them.
I'll buy his house.
Sold.
So prom isn't a big deal. I'd say the issue is not going to school. I guess that is a problem because you'll miss out on socialising, which is it's a big thing, especially at 16. Try your best to find a way around it. Slowly... work your way back up to going to school if you can.
I think that's the thing. Hopefully it's not a... hopefully it's just school-centric. If you find it hard to go out in crowds and maybe college could be an issue. If that's the case, maybe see someone.
Yeah.
You know, speak to a therapist.
Yeah, too true.
Could solve all your problems at once by getting a tattoo that's like, don't come too close.
If you can read this, you're too close.
So is it... Yeah, Abby, the van lorry. That's it. Yeah. Abby Stobart there. Thank you.
If it is a bigger issue than just school, go speak to someone because you don't want to waste your life.
And tattoo-wise,
you have to wait until something really means a lot to you. So,
yeah.
Like Dionysus holding a Coors Light that I was dirt into while I was pissed.
Got a party in.
Got a party in, right. Just like me, baby.
Find something that you'll always sort of resemble, maybe, or.
But then, do you know what? That's just us. You know.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
Yeah. You can get something that encapsulates you at a certain time in your life.
Yeah.
That you won't look back on it.
Do not get anything to do with Stephen Tries Podcast.
I was going to say, when you get all our faces just tattooed on your back.
That'll keep folk away from you.
You do well.
Don't
do
wear a backless dress to prom.
Just all faces being.
Hello there.
Just all the characters we've had on as well. The fucking Oscar worthy. So there you go, Abby. I'm sure we've helped.
Good luck.
It's now time for the final question. It's the final question. So here is the question I pose to you. You'll never be embarrassed again. However, you'll never see anything embarrassing happen. Do you take it?
No. Because in between us, all the comedy is about embarrassment and them making a fool of themselves, embarrassing themselves.
Sure.
So I'd never be able to watch In Between Us.
You'd be able to watch it, just you wouldn't feel the embarrassment.
See, now I find
maybe you're not to any.
You wouldn't see the embarrassment.
Yeah, we can't see it. Yeah. I'd be out of a job.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Sure enough.
In all ways.
I think comedy, embarrassment is a big part when it comes to comedy.
Yeah, I would say I would keep it.
Yeah.
I'd keep it. Yeah. Because I always find embarrassing stories quite funny.
Yeah.
And it's
you're
myself.
Missing out
likewise.
On it.
Yeah. Likewise.
I think you just separate yourself from the rest of the human race. Make yourself like a robot, wouldn't you? Nah. No chance.
No shame.
Don't bother.
So none of us are going to get rid of embarrassment.
No.
Sorry, guys.
No.
We're not going to cure the world of embarrassment.
No. Embarrassing is.
We're never Eurovision.
No. Yeah. True.
Especially if you're James Newman.
Hey.
No, he tried his best. Anyway, thank you very much for watching the Stephen Tries Podcast. I've been joined by a David Rees.
Goodbye there.
Max Smith.
Goodbye there. Dickhead. Fuck it.
And Cameron Green.
I understood that.
Just telling him his tea's ready when he gets in.
This podcast is really well in SeaWorld.
Jenna just froze up down my mouth like penguins.
Yeah, you're right, Dave. What a great note to leave it on. Don't even question it.
Peter Andre III, Squimper Tea.
That's it. No more.
Stay safe. Stay humble and ciao.